What makes the exceptional as yet always not? I return to my hovel little cave. I turn off the light of day, and yet I sleep. Sleep is better yet than life. For up rises a hero, and beyond the horizon they wreak hope and happiness, and down they fall, lower than the villain they've slain. And I despair, and look across the Atlantic, across the Indian and the Antarctic. No hero ever seems the exception, nothing but illusion, but mirage. So, I get back to my job, and to time with friends from my university past. I focus on words and attacks and defenses, on work, work, and work. I resolve conflicts for my job. It is about solutions, not right and wrong, and proudly I do my job. For law is what upholds life and living breath, and yet, over the horizon, just out of sight, I pray to see a hero, a real one for once, an actual good person, not the immoral mass of our world. I get back to work, for work is my life, and hope I subdue ideology and belief in humanity's exceptionalism are distant now. Checks and balances I uphold in this imperfect system circling a second-class little sun. My heroism is immoral. I do not save any lives. I merely assist and come to another's side, and in the battle of legal words, I empirically fight. I am not a hero, but an immoral upholder of rights, and fighter for might be and might not be. I am no hero, though I wish I could see one. Perhaps a single good person at a distance, rising up from day and light. For the politicians and the celebrated ones, they are never whom they seem. And quietly I serve my goddess, the law, and softly I speak on behalf of others. My name is Markova or Pierre, and you have just listened to my poem, What Makes the Exceptional As Yet Always Not. Thank you and have a good day.